the boarding house boogeyman. When you say boarding house to people, a lot of people have a different sentiment or meaning to it. So we're going to clear it up today and talk about boarding houses in Sydney. Stay tuned. Expert property manager Cleo Whitty with years and years of experience in property management.
Can you see the years and years and years of property management?
Wouldn't be taxing at all. Wouldn't be taxing at all.
No. With kids in too, and you've got a winner. Boarding house.
Yeah, so Cleo, I had a bit of difficulties this morning. First of all, how do you spell boarding house? Boogie Monster.
Like the American Boogie Monster. They call it the Boogie Monster.
Boogie Monster boarding houses. Tell me about them. Tell me what you know. Tell everyone out there what you know about them.
Well, it used to be considered like a dirty word. If you had boarding house, neighbors are like, oh, we don't want a boarding house around us. Property managers are like, oh, I don't want to manage a boarding house. Like, I guess being that it's almost like a transient accommodation as such, it is deemed to be difficult to some people, I guess, and the public would think that the types of people that rent in a boarding house are somewhat unfavorable in the community. I don't want to offend anyone because it's not the case now, of course. Like, things have changed so much. And
What's wrong if you want to be streamlined and efficient in your clothing, in your car, in your transport, in your travels, in your accommodation? Nothing wrong with it. Nothing wrong with it. But when they're your neighbor and you choose not to live like that, people do get a bit worried with boarding houses next door to them.
Yeah, and we're in Northern Beaches, very insular, family-driven, you know, they like to know that the people that live next door are, you know, going to be there a long while. It's almost like Airbnb, you know, when you're in a unit block and you get those funny owners that don't want Airbnb because they don't want people coming and going all the time. And that's not always the case in the boarding house. We have tenants that have been there years. It doesn't mean... Because, like you said, it is that streamlined, you know, they've got less stuff. Some of them don't have kitchens. They have a common kitchen, you know, all that sort of stuff. That doesn't mean that that person that's going to rent in a boarding house is only going to be there a couple of weeks or a month or two. Some of them stay a very long time because it's so convenient.
So what constitutes a boarding house? I think we got to first of all differentiate there's new generation and old generation boarding houses. The old generation boarding houses were in, you know, were in suburbs, often around universities or beaches, Bondi Beach, Manly Beach, Ultimo University, and they were homes that were big that were chopped up into little rooms. And some people went really on steroids with it and really chopped up. So not quite a hotel, but lots of little rooms. They were the old age boarding houses.
Yeah, and Manly has quite a few from the old school days. I remember the one near the tennis courts, and there's some older ones that were there for a very long time. That some then converted to backpacker accommodation, but they were originally, like you said, boarding houses, the houses that were chopped up.
Difference between backpacker and boarding house, old generation boarding house?
Well, they're not, you know, people from overseas, they're local people, you know, whereas the backpackers are travelers as such from overseas.
And the difference in accommodation between the old-fashioned boarding house and the backpackers?
That's a good question. I guess the backpackers would have been, I guess they also tailored more towards the touristy stuff. Like if you were to go, they give you a leaflet. This is where you go locally to jet ski or whatever. And, you know, whereas the old school boarding houses were just purely, this is the room you rent here, you know, it was for local people.
And tell us about new generation boarding houses, how they're different to the older generation boarding houses.
Well, a lot of the boarding house owners have really invested in these properties now. They're just, like you said, not an old school chopped up house. They have really thought about it and they're renovated and they have air conditioning and some of them have microwaves and little things that make, you know, make the rooms more pleasant, I guess, you know, to entice people to stay longer term. The kitchen and the common areas, parking, all that sort of stuff that may not have been, you know, top of mind thought, now has become something that is important to everyone going through. And the rents are so much different. Number one, a boarding house now. If you're looking at 450 a week, back in the day you might have paid $200 a room, 150, something like that. We're looking at what it cost maybe 30 years ago for a little granny flat. You know, we're now paying 450, which would have been your one bedroom unit on the beach. That's now a room in the boarding house, which is crazy when you think about it, but it is very appealing to a lot of people now because of this rental crisis and shortage of property. The boarding houses have become a lot more favorable because tenants are trying to, in a pinch as well, they're trying to save money. They don't want people coming over to entertain, you know, having to do all that food shopping. They might grab a bite to eat on the way home from work. And they're living a lot simpler because they're on a budget. So, you know, the boarding houses rent so quickly at the moment.
So the new age boarding houses, and I love calling them version 1.0, 2.0, we're probably up to version 7.0 at the moment. That's how much they've changed in the last probably 10 years. Their government, with the compliance, has legislated parking, they've legislated room sizes, they've legislated indoor, outdoor, a lot of stuff now. So it's very different to the old generation boarding houses that we automatically identify with. I think they should have changed the name. I don't think they should have used the word boarding houses because a lot of neighborhoods got the idea very wrong. The practicality is we manage about five facilities. We manage about 200 of these apartments. They're actually apartments, particularly the, you know, from generation 3.0 to 7.0. They've put bathrooms inside, they've put laundries inside the room, they put kitchenettes inside the room. The rooms are actually about 25 to 35 meters squared. So they're effectively a studio apartment. Everyone lives harmoniously. Everyone gets along really well. We find that it's very localized, so it's not tourists that are staying there. We find it's 12-month leases people are enjoying, so they're there for a long time. Divorcees, people that are exceptionally long-hour workers, particularly immigrants, you know, for they will take a single, they will take a couple of these boarding houses as well. So they're an interesting product to bring to the market, and they are awesome in these times of affordability at the moment.
Yeah, definitely. And like you said, when you know COVID hit and people needed to pivot and downsize the boarding houses, we couldn't rent them out quick enough during that time because, you know, tenants weren't able to continue paying the rent, you know, when they lost their work and things like that, but they had a bit of savings and whilst they're in between, yeah, the boarding house was really really crucial and important in our community. So it did, they do help a lot of people out that are in a jam or in between situations, you know, that they don't have a friend or a couch they can sleep on, you know, or, you know, they don't know anyone,
yeah.
Like I said. So that helped as well. So they are, you know, like you said, they've changed a lot, and the stigma has changed a lot, I feel. The one we manage, you know, in Belrose is like a luxe hotel. Like, I would definitely stay there, you know. It's nicer than some of the apartments we rent, you know, single apartments that have been on the beaches, you know, built in the 70s where the owner hasn't put any money in, you know. I would much rather stay there than in some of these. So I think that mindset needs to change.
Yeah, definitely. Absolutely. And I probably think it's the cheapest place to lay your head down that's new. That, you know, it's sort of that's entry level. So I find, you know, people, they don't mind compromising on the size if they can get a quality on the accommodation or an upgrade on the accommodation. And that's where these boarding houses sit. So, guys, if you've got any questions about boarding houses, always feel free to throw it to us. We'll talk more about it in future shows. They are a awesome category. They've now been limited by the state government to having no more than 12 per site. Per title that we're on now, so you're not going to see that many of them. I think investors, if you're sitting on any, if there's any old DAs of boarding houses, I would jump onto them, because I think the potential of where those rents are going to go over the next year or two or three, residential rents, if you're sitting on a, if you're going to be building a boarding house, you're going to do really, really well from it.
I agree. And we need to think of a different name, Mark. I was just trying to think of something, but it hasn't hit yet. We'll leave that for the
video. I don't even like calling them studios. I like just calling them, you know, they're like a micro apartment, but when you say micro apartment, you freak out again. They need a new name. Spot on.
Because,
and I do have to say, if you're a next door neighbor, I get it that you have concerns that you have a boarding house next door to you. You can't take that away from people. It's going to be tough because you're going to have a higher density property and a lot more people coming to it. But I do have to say, we manage 200 of these tenancies, and they are as regular, as problematic, or as easy as any other rental property in the marketplace. We don't look at these boarding houses and go, oh no, these 20 people are going to be trouble in this building. It's just a regular tenancy as far as we're concerned for property managers in Sydney.
Yeah, like you said, and managed by professional property managers, you know. You're not dealing with the owner. You're dealing with, you know, professionals in our industry. So it's no different.
Boom.
That's a wrap. Have a good day, everybody.
Thank you. Thanks, Cleo. Everyone have a great day. See ya. Bye.